to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And welcome, everyone, to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards, coming to you live this brisk December evening from our flagship studio, AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and broadcasting to our affiliate stations via the Republic Broadcasting Network. Joining me in studio this evening is none other than my good friend and colleague, Bill Rowland. And, Bill, I don't know what it is, buddy, but these shows just keep getting better and better. Last week with Ted Nugent and Kathy Shadle and Dr. Tom DeLorenzo to tonight, the first broadcast of ours in December, Alan Stang and Joe Sobern. What do you say about it?
Well, it's an all-star lineup, and, of course, we have to meet the expectations of our listeners. So I've got on my crash helmet, my snow goggles, my rubber gloves, and I'm ready to go.
Well, it's great to be back with you as always. I know we've missed each other the last couple of weeks. I was in last week. You weren't. You were in the week before. I was out of town, and it's good to be back with you as we approach the Christmas season. And we're going to be talking about the war on Christmas, as well as other contemporary topics and current issues. In addition to interviewing two great guests live on the air this evening. Both of these outstanding and distinguished gentlemen have been on the program before, but both will be making their second appearance tonight. Alan Stang was on the show as recently as last year, but you have to go all the way back to 2005, and it is available in the archives. You go all the way back to the year 2005. That'll be the last time Joe Sobern was heard on this show, and we're man, what a great honor it is to have a guy like Joe Sobern back. He is, you know, quite literally, Bill, as you know, a legend. And we're going to be finding out what he's been up to since he put down his pen, as it were. And I'm going to be asking him a variety of questions on a lot of different topics. And so he's going to be addressing a wide range of issues.
Well, we always look forward to Joe Sobern because what an intellect, what a mind when dealing, especially in the circumstances we're facing now with Obama coming in as president. We'll need our best intellects to, I think, counter what's going to be virtually a left-wing coup in the United States and perhaps even a left-wing totalitarian government. Of course, Obama has started off on a moderate tone, and he has selected members of his cabinet, which could hardly be called radical, but that doesn't mean that the agenda of his administration will not be extremely radical. We know his voting record in the Senate. We know what his philosophical and ideological beliefs are. So we can't expect him to completely abandon the life that he has had and as his political life nor his ideological life. And in fact, even his personal life has been one of radicalism and extremism. So I don't expect that he is going to completely abandon his core beliefs for any cabinet or any political status quo.
Well, you must have very low expectations of Obama, and certainly we all do, if you could consider the appointments of people such as Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton to be moderate. I mean, you know, that's pretty bad.
Well,
when it comes
I'm talking
to
about,
expectations.
In, of course, in the conventional sense of the word.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but and I agree with you in your assessment, but I'm just saying that just goes to show how bad we were expecting this administration to be. We can take those, you know, those people among others and say that they have not been radical appointments. But, man, America, Bill, what can you say? We're trying to make sense of it on this program, you know. 3 hours a night every Saturday evening, and this show's gone a long way into doing that. This show has a great reputation, and it's very easy to host a show as good as ours when you have such a great guest to fall back on, and they can make sense of the issues of the day a lot better than we can, and we're excited about it. Of course, Alan Stang, our first guest coming up in just a moment, needs no introduction to the audience at RBN, but we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today. and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Again, it is Saturday evening, December 6th, and here we are, James Edwards, along with Bill Rowland. We were getting so worked up during that first segment there, we ran smack dab into the commercial break, but we're going to try to collect ourselves here now, dust the cobwebs out of our consciousness. Great show tonight, as we made mention of. Coming up a little later, the legendary Joe Sobrin. Bill and I have got a lot of stuff to talk about, but first things first, a man who needs no introduction to this audience, although we're going to give him one to the best of our ability. Bill, why don't you let our audience know who's on the line with us now?
Alan Stang was one of the original writers on the Mike Wallace Show. He was very much involved in writing and the production of television. And a writer of a very famous book in the 1960s that exposed the communist influences on the civil rights movement, a book called It's Very Simple. He continues as a writer and as a host on RBN with his show, The Sting of Stang. And we are delighted to welcome Alan Stang to the show. Alan, are you with us?
I am now. Thank you so much for having me.
We're delighted to have you back on. You know, the show we did with you back, I think it was a little over a year ago, was, I consider, one of the best shows we've done. And so we're always delighted to have you on. And, of course, with the current administration coming into power, when you wrote It's Very Simple, could you have foreseen the day when a quasi-Muslim, crypto-communist, black radical would enter as office as the president of the United States? What do you think of that?
As I've written and said recently on my own show, James, I don't believe that the cleverest script writer in Hollyweird could concoct a script as crazy as what we see happening before our eyes. Unless maybe you made it one of these crazy comedies, you know, maybe then you could get by with it. But other than that, I don't think you could concoct a script this crazy, because it keeps getting crazier on a daily basis. The thing unravels, and instead of the loose ends being tied up, instead of coming together into focus, the situation you're talking about with illegal alien elect Hussein gets crazier by the day. So no, there was no way on earth I could have imagined anything like that happening. It's a testimony to the effectiveness of our communist government schools, of the communist media, working together to perpetrate the result that you see before you in this man, Senator Hussein.
Well, Bill, he's exactly right. I mean, George Orwell didn't go far enough in 1984, and the cliche is in play here. Our reality is stranger than fiction.
Well, the thing that amazes me is the virtually wide open plans that Obama has, for instance, for the Obama Youth Brigades and for the civilian security forces. This is a proposal right out of the Bolshevik handbook, absolutely creating a private army to work within the system to impose the agenda and the ideology of this administration on the United States.
James, remember, if you take a look, this is available on the net. If you take a look at the graduation test you had to take in this country to graduate from the eighth grade,
mm-hmm,
100 years ago, you will see that most college graduates today could come nowhere near passing it. If you take a look at the people today, Jay Leno interviews, you know, his man in the street interviews, he goes into the street and just interviews people, Jay Leno. If you take a look at the video, you can see it on the internet, how Obama won. And you take a look at what the people have to say who have just voted for Hussein, and now they come out and they are interviewed. You will see that these people I call Obamatrons when I write about them are so ignorant, they almost don't know where they are. It's a joke. You listen to them talk, and it's a joke when they are just asked straight questions. You know, when did World War II take place? Who fought in World War II? What were the sides? I mean, some of the answers you get are so amazing that the only thing you can do is your mouth falls open and just stays hanging open, creating the danger your teeth will fall out. I mean, it's so preposterous. And these are the people who are voting for Hussein. So, I mean, this is the explanation. It all starts in the communist government schools. I mean, look, ask yourself this. Suppose you start out hearing about something when you are 5 years old. You hear about it, the first time you hear about it is when you're 5 years old. You never hear anything else. You hear the same thing about it every day for 13 years, or if you go to college somewhere, for 17 years. Then you are out of the school system. You are now listening to the media every day. You hear the same thing from the communist media. Now along comes a guy named James Edwards, and he says, well, wait a minute, this and that and such and so on. And it sounds totally different from what you've ever heard about it. What are you going to say? You're going to say, well, this guy James Edwards is some kind of a goofball. He's a kook.
Yeah, I read that about myself all the time, Alan.
Well, all right. So this is what you have here. They've done their job well. They've infiltrated the schools, the media, the government. They control all these commanding heights of our economy, of our civilization. And this is why you have people who think, I'm putting the word quote in quotation marks, several sets of quotation marks as I say it. This is why you have these people who think as they do. This is why you have people. Remember the lady in Florida, Peggy Joseph, her name is. She says, well, now I don't have to worry. Hussein is going to pay for my mortgage and fill my gas tank.
Yeah, well, Howard Stern did an excellent, you know, I hate to give him any credit for anything, but he actually did a great expose, if you want to call
it
that.
Yes, that was a
ignorant.
Great job.
Stern. You know what I'm talking about. I think that was very widely distributed.
He sent some people up to Harlem. And they interviewed voters in Harlem, straight interview. No irony, just asking straight questions. And the results are so preposterous, you wonder, are these people... are they the same people you see in one of these George A. Romero movies, you know,
yep.
Night of the Living Dead?
Yep. I couldn't have said it better. You know, and they go vote, and that goes a long way into explaining, you know, where we are today. But let me tell you this, and I got to ask you a question, because I think you're doing an excellent job of hitting the nail on the head on what one of the big problems is. The guest coming on after you, Joe Sobrin, made a comment in one of his columns at one time saying that, comparing the state of education today to what it was a few years ago or, you know, a few decades ago, as you just did earlier, you know, we used to be teaching students Greek and Latin in high school, and now we teach them remedial English in college. So certainly the dumbing down of America has gone a long way. The propaganda has gone a long way. But what can we do, you know, Alan, to turn around the programming? How can we deprogram these folks?
The only way I know to answer that question, James, is to do what you are doing right now. Spread the word, talk about it, be a communications or radio Paul Revere, break into the programming, and if you keep doing that, that is going to combine with the fact that at some point, many of these people, not all of them, but many of them are going to realize something is wrong. When Hussein does not pay the mortgage, when he doesn't fill the gas tank, Peggy Joseph is maybe going to start scratching her head and wondering, hey, is this thing maybe not what I was told it was? When the truck comes down the street and confiscates the jet skis, people are going to come out and watch them disappear down the street from the driveways and wonder, for the first time, what is happening. So until it gets a lot worse, which I believe it will, you're not going to see a major turnaround. But I believe that at a certain point, it's going to get so bad that people, for the very first time, many of them are going to say, well, what the heck is this all about? And you have to be there, James, to explain and to remind them, well, isn't this what I've been telling you all along?
Well, God willing, we will be here, and hopefully you'll be there too, Mr. Stang, and Bill, and the rest of us will be there together. Bill, what do you think? It sounds like Sam Dixon on the line here. Let the bad times roll. It's got to get worse before it gets better. Perhaps so.
The Bolsheviks, the American, the what I want to call the neo-Bolsheviks, are masters at disillusionment. And what I think they will do, you know, in Africa and in primitive countries, the witch doctor, in order to
Hold that thought, Alan. You know how this works. We got to go to break here. You know these segments here. We're going to break. We're going to come back in the political cesspool with James Edwards, Bill Rowland, and our guests for the first hour, Alan Stang, right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys. So today, I'll
be standing right. Here we are back in the cesspool. James Edwards, co-hosting with me tonight, Bill Rowland, and our first guest of the evening, very dear man, fellow RBN radio host himself, Alan Stang. Bill, I want to let you pick up right where you were leaving off before the break.
What I was saying was that the Bolsheviks, the neo-Bolsheviks, are masters of disillusionment. And like the witch doctors in a primitive tribe, they're going to put on a big scary mask and they're going to paint themselves up in war paint, and they're going to convince their followers that evil spirits around are causing the problems that are preventing the mighty Obama from succeeding. And I think they're going to target the white middle class and people who they will see as advantaged over the disadvantaged, and they're going to stir up class warfare to try to impose their agenda, that they're going to find that they're going to redirect everybody's disillusionment into wrath, and they're going to point it at the very people who are the productive people in this country, as communists do all over the world. Alan, what do you think?
I think you're exactly right. The main, one of the main purposes of these people, certainly, is to destroy the middle class and to restore the system that we call feudalism, the system that existed in the Middle Ages in Europe after the fall of Rome, in which they would have a small group of rulers at the very top, and a big mass of peons, peasants, slaves, to do their bidding at the bottom. This, of course, is communism, another name for communism. And this has always been their goal. Their purpose in our country is to bring it to its knees so that it can be merged. For at least 100 years, their goal has been to merge the United States into a world government. Now, they couldn't do that when the United States was way up here and the rest of the world was way down there. In order to effect a merger, they would have to arrange some kind of parity. And so what they've been doing is deliberately bringing the United States to its knees that it comfortably be merged. So I do not believe, gentlemen, I do not believe that what we are looking at today in the financial debacle is something that's happening by accident. I believe it's part of the plan to do exactly what I just said. Now, for months, for years, I've been saying that we could expect them to use one or another technique in order to arrange this. A terrorist attack like 9/11, which would panic the nation as it was panicked after 9/11, allowing the federal government to impose all of the totalitarian legislation that we now see is in law. Or it could have been an enemy attack, a war, or maybe an epidemic, I suggested, or a financial debacle. And I said I didn't know. For months I've been saying I don't know which one of these techniques they would use, but I know they would use one of them, and it appears now that they have decided to use the financial debacle, which we are just getting into, remember. Remember that what we've seen so far isn't really the crash. It's just the beginning. It's what you feel when a hurricane approaches before it arrives. There's a lot of disruption, you know, atmospheric disruption, but the thing hasn't arrived yet. Well, that's what we have here. So this is what I see happening. The purpose of it is deliberately to bring us to our knees so that in panic, the people will plead with the government to take over and to merge us, submerge us into first a regional world government in which they would merge us into the Canada and Mexico. And then from there, we would go on to total world government. By the way, you know that they've even devised a name for the currency unit they would use to replace the dollar. They're calling it the Amero.
The Amero, that's right.
Yeah, and I am taking credit, gentlemen, because I have devised a name, the best name I've heard of for the new nation. I'm calling it Canusexico. now, you notice, with Canusexico, you have the three names of the three former nations, and you also cleverly have sex worked in there. You know, you can't sell anything without sex. and I've got sex, Canusexico, see? So I think that name will probably stick, and I just want to get in here and stake my claim for the credit.
We want it to get active in the vernacular right away. That's certainly true. We want words like, and it's important, words are important in discussions about how we will effectively combat the system coming into place. And certainly it is having a vernacular that will that the people will recognize and will persuade them about what they're really facing in this country, what Americans are facing, which I think is absolutely catastrophic in the future. It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding
Bill,
in this country right now.
Bill, bridle the horse for 1 second. We got to go to break. I want to offer my thoughts to some of the things Alan was saying on the other side when the political cesspool returns right after these words from our sponsors.
Here we come, walk down the street. Get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit yourlivingfruit.com. That's yourlivingfruit.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Thank you, Art Smith. Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here in studio with you tonight, along with Bill Rowland. On deck is Joe Sobrin. He's going to be coming up a little bit later on in the program tonight. We're going to continue on with Alan Stang in just a moment. And in addition to our two featured guests this evening, I want to remind you that we will be opening up the phone lines in a few minutes when we go through a cornucopia of current events that we're going to be commenting on. We hope that they'll pique your interest. Bill and I will be offering our opinions and analysis on a lot of things that have popped up in the news before this show concludes this evening. Now, that being said, back to the riveting interview we're having with fellow RBN host Alan Stang right now. I want to say for the record that in listening to Mr. Stang commentate during the last segment there, he really articulated to a level that I don't have the ability to some of my very most heartfelt feelings. We are not the recipients of misfortune here. We are witnessing and living through the orchestrated deconstruction of the American experiment, the so-called economic collapse, the so-called war on terror. These are all things that are being done purposefully to help steer us into a hemispheric government, which is, of course, the precursor to a global government. I could not believe any more strongly in that. But that being said, I just wanted to pretty much echo and put an exclamation point onto what Alan was saying in the previous segment. But, Bill, I know we want to talk a little bit about Barack Obama's forthcoming cabinet. What do you have to say about that?
Well, Alan, what do you think in terms of his appointments that he could make, for instance, to the Supreme Court? Where would he go with a Supreme Court appointment? Would he put someone on the Supreme Court who would essentially be low-key but radical, or do you think he'll pick someone who is just absolutely on the very far left of the spectrum and make it obvious?
Well, if you look at whom he has appointed so far, I'd have to say my guess would be he would appoint people of like ilk. So he would be appointing the latter type people.
He's hinted that he would appoint probably a Hispanic. That is, there have been hints that he would appoint a Hispanic to the Supreme Court, and that wouldn't surprise me. But you know, what's disturbing is the nature of the politics of that Hispanic. And so,
well, that's right. That would be the key. I mean, appointing a Hispanic, a Latino, there'd be no problem with that at all. Of course. What we're talking about is what the individual would think. There are many, many millions and millions of Latinos in our country who are as patriotic, as honest as anyone else you could find. So the question is, would he appoint one of those, or would he appoint someone like himself? So this is the question, and from what he has said he wants, from what he said he believes, from the record that he has established so far, his lifetime record, and from the appointments that he's already made, my guess would be he's going to continue that type of appointment. I mean, already he's appointed two-thirds of the administration of former President Billy Bubba Slime. So you scratch your head and you wonder, well, why didn't they elect Hillary in the first place if he's going to appoint everybody left over from
all those goofs that were voting for change, quote unquote. Change has probably become the most hated word in my vocabulary.
What change
is that? The new boss is the same as the old boss, as we've been saying.
Well, the latest change I did on my broadcast last week, the latest change is Gates, Robert Gates, being held over as Secretary of Defense. Now, you wonder, well, what kind of a change is this? Gates, remember, got on a press conference and he explained the change. He said, for the first time in 60 years, a Secretary of Defense has been held over from one administration to another. That is the change. So you see, it's a little subtle, gentlemen. You have to be a little skillful in looking at these things to derive the meaning. So it is a little tricky, admittedly, but the change consists of having no change in the case of the Secretary of Defense.
Well, I don't guess Brock would have to go pull out too many tricks to fool, you know, his voting constituency. They don't know too much anyways. He's not going to have to put on real spit and polish here to make them believe that.
Well, but you know that there is a lot of anguish, gentlemen, right now in the left wing ideologue bastion in the ranks of the far left, because many of them are marveling what's going on here. What kind of change is this? Many of them are quite upset, disturbed with this list of appointments, which you may remember began with change number one, Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel, who of course is a mamzer, according to somebody he worked with in the Billy Bubba Slime White House, according to a man named Rabinowitz. I can't remember his first name. They worked together in the White House, in the Clinton White House. He says he's a mamzer, which is a Yiddish word meaning someone whose parents were not married to each other. He's also a hemorrhoid, according to these are not my ideas, by the way. According to John, oh golly, I can't recall his name. The man who was the Clinton, the Clinton chief of staff himself, who now is the head of the transition team. He's a lawyer named John something. I just can't say his name. He says that Rahm Emanuel has the style of a hemorrhoid. Well, that was change number one, remember? And since then, we're seeing a cascade of these changes. Mrs. Billy Bubba Slime, Secretary
of State. Let me ask you about that, Mr. Stank. Does that surprise you? It doesn't really surprise me because, I these appointments don't surprise me. If he was really going to shake up the status quo, he wouldn't have been allowed to have won the nomination to begin with. But appointing Clinton and then her accepting his appointment, was this all just a big stage show that rankered in the primary, or what's going on here?
Well, no, I think that they were actually in battle to see which one could win. The conspiracy really wouldn't care that much which one of them wins, and that's why all of the major candidates are controlled by the same people.
Yes, yes.
So I don't think they would have cared which one won. They let them get down into the pit and battle to see who is the best man, let the best man win.
Because no matter who wins, they're still going to take their orders.
Well, certainly, they're still going to do the same thing. And so he wins, so he appoints her Secretary of State. I don't think that was planned from the beginning, but it's all the same thing. It really doesn't matter. It would not really have mattered, basically, had McCain been elected.
No, it would not.
There would have been some superficial changes. So there would have been some changes in style, so it didn't really matter which one of them was elected. We're going to get the same thing.
Well, certainly, Obama was pressured to appoint Hillary, and I think, in part, to give the impression of unity in the Democratic Party, which I don't think really exists. I think the Democratic Party is going to have a major split, and I think the Republican Party will too. I think we may end up with four parties before it's all over with. But certainly, she acts as a check on Obama as far as policy goes. And certainly, I think it was not his idea to keep his enemies close. I think it was probably somebody in the Democratic Party who convinced him of that. But certainly, he must be wary of Hillary and how dangerous she could be to his administration if she decides to lead a sort of palace coup.
Well, that's true. And remember, the reason it took so long for her to accept after he asked her to take the job was she demanded the right to fire everybody in the State Department whom she didn't want there. She demanded total control over the personnel, the top personnel in the department, and over policy. So she's going to be running her own fiefdom there in the Department
just
of State.
And think about that. I know we're all political animals here, and we're down in the trenches, to use the word, and we're looking at this thing as experts compared to the average American Joe. But just take a step back, guys, and look at this. Look at what we're having to talk about here. President Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I mean, my God, is that not disheartening if you just look at it from the outside in?
And remember her experience, her vast experience as in foreign policy. You remember one of the classic incidents from the campaign where she reported how she had to run under sniper fire her plane to a building. Remember, when she was visiting the Balkans, she was visiting one of the Balkan countries during the war. It was a terrible situation, very nerve-wracking, where she had to run from the plane, head down, to avoid the sniper fire that was erupting all around her. And thank God she got to safety. Was able to get inside before she was hit.
America's so blessed that those snipers just couldn't find the target that day.
And then remember, remember then they showed us the footage of her arrival, and you see there's no sniper fire. You see her walking calmly. There are children coming to meet her. She makes a speech. It's a routine arrival. We were all wondering, is anybody stupid enough in Washington, that stupid, to send the First Lady of the United States into a situation where there's sniper fire?
Yeah.
I mean, is this conceived? And then it turns out, but after it turned out that, of course, typically she was lying, the thought struck me, the worst aspect of it was, remember when she was caught in the lie? Here we've got the video of her arrival. No sniper fire, children instead of snipers. Remember her reaction? If you and I had been caught in such a lie, we would be mortified, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I know I would. I'd be mortified, humiliated, embarrassed. They caught me. Oh, Lord, this is embarrassing. Not the slightest sign of embarrassment. Her attitude simply is, well, yeah, you caught me. On to the next lie. In other words, her attitude is that of a classic psychopath who is incapable of feeling the normal emotions that you and I feel, but who is able to simulate those emotions often better than you and I can when we feel them genuinely. This is what you have when you're dealing with the Clintons.
Well, unfortunately, she's the rule rather than the exception up there in Washington, and the American people keep electing, you know, people like that. And so, you know, you have to laugh, as I've done tonight and as I do routinely when commentating the news, to keep from crying. But, Bill, you know, where do we go from here?
Well, I want to ask you. I want you to be a pop psychologist for a second. Okay. What do you think Obama's psychological profile would reveal? How would you profile him as far as his psychology goes? Is he a psychopath as well?
I think he's a total narcissist. I think he's a megalomaniac. Of course, we know that he's a communist. We know that he was raised by communists. We know that one of the people who raised him was a communist sexual degenerate. So if you look at his background, the oddity of everything about him, if you look at the fact that, like the Clintons, he lies all the time. Almost everything he says is a lie. If you look at the list of documents that we want to see, for example, you look at a list of those documents. Every document you want to see has been concealed. There are only two documents that he has released, and they both turn out to be frauds. So they're both forgeries. So you look at the man, he's a total, you know, you talk about this, you know, this expression they have today, empty suits. If there ever was an empty suit, it is this man. He is nothing but, he's a department store mannequin. This is the way I describe him for myself. He's a department store mannequin they have put a suit on.
I tell you what, Bill, that's not too bad for an off-the-cuff an analysis. You know, I'll give Alan Stang his,
Actually, Obama problem. Reminds me of a film I saw not long ago with Billy Bob Thornton called "The Man Who Wasn't There," about a man who is the center of a number of incidents and events, but who seems to get through these things with absolutely no question about what he's up to. And this is really describes Obama. He's managed to enter the political arena as a virtual nobody, and he's still a nobody as far as we're concerned about his identity, is whether he's a citizen, his education, his background, his beliefs, his virtually everything about him. He's the man who wasn't there.
Well, you're right, Bill, and you know, he's an actor just like Billy Bob Thornton. I mean, this is a true made-for-TV candidate, and he was made out of thin air from cloth. I've never seen such a phenomenon in all of my born years. They're not that numerous, but I've never seen anybody come out of nowhere just like this guy did. But Alan,
well,
I'll give you the final word.
And that gentleman, I believe, is just one of many indications you could probably point to that he is totally a tool of the conspiracy for
the world.
Well,
it's a testament government. To the power of the media, that's for sure.
Exactly. He could not be anywhere near where he is had they not intervened. And I'm reminded now, you mentioned the media. You've got this degenerate, what's his name, the guy who runs Hardball?
Chris Matthews.
He says openly on television that when he looks at Obama, a thrill runs up his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, is this something a normal man would talk about? He looks at this other man and a thrill runs up his leg. Now, I will admit that when Mrs. Palin first showed up, a thrill ran up my leg. I will admit that. It started at my toes. It ran all the way up to my thigh and then back down again and out my foot with Mrs. Palin. But I think that's a kind of a different thrill than Matthews is talking about.
Yeah, Bill, I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't want to get in trouble and I don't want to get you in trouble. So I don't want to agree with Alan staying on air on that one, but between us, I do. But we're going to take a break here, everybody. We're going to come back and wrap it up with Alan, and then we're going to move into our second hour and cover some different issues. But don't go anywhere. The political cesspool continues right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi there. The political cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards, co-hosting with me tonight, Bill Rowland, wrapping up the first hour and, coincidentally, wrapping up with our first guest of the evening, Alan Stang. You know, Bill, I don't know what we've been able to accomplish this first hour other than perhaps punctuate the dreariness that we're facing right now, but it is important for people to have perspective and to know why we're where we are and, you know, perhaps what the future holds. People need to have, I think, a firm grip on reality, and that's something that so many people, at least the voting public, seem to lack. So even though the news that we report on might not always be pleasant, we have to give it to you, and maybe from that reality we'll find a way out of it. But a final question for Mr. Stang, do you have, Bill?
Well, Alan, prognosticate for us. 4 years and 4 minutes. What do the next 4 years hold with the Obama administration?
I would guess that we would see an intensification of what we've seen in the administration of Jorge W. Bush. We would see, of course, the implementation of the legislation, the totalitarian legislation that Bush was able to install using 9/11 as the springboard, the implementation of the Patriot Act, of the Posse Comitatus, the habeas corpus, all of those things, coming apart of our economy. Already we are seeing people in the upper Middle West, I'm hearing about, who are starting to print in various communities, print their own money, print their own currency, departing from the dollar. And at the same time we see it coming apart, we will see the imposition of an incredible amount of totalitarianism. You see that, for example, in Hussein's statement last July that he's going to organize a civilian and national security force that would be as big as strong as, and as well-funded as the U.S. military.
That's
Can you
scary.
Imagine what he's talking about? When I hear about that, I hear people singing the Horst Wessel, and many men, the marching feet of many men singing that song from Nazi Germany. So those are just a few of the things I would anticipate, all leading toward perhaps if they can get away with it, the introduction of the Amero, the formalization of this North American alliance, Canusexico, consisting of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Hey, by the way, could I plug my own show, which starting on Monday will air Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
You heard it right there from the man himself, Alan Stang. I tell you what, Bill, we only got about 10 seconds to break, but RBN airs some pretty damn good shows, and we encourage everybody to check out Alan Stang, also on this network, RBN. He just gave you the date and time. Alan, thanks for being with us. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go anywhere.
Way, hour number two of tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
Think of the faces you're seeing.